Blog Talk Radio.
Get behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor and put the king.
your money. She can be a hero. She writes them checks with a whole lot of zeros. But what you don't know is when she get home and get behind closed doors, man, she hit the floor. And what you can't see is she on her knees. And if you ask her, she'll tell you, give me body,
to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I don't know if we're able to get connected. It seems like we're having some difficulties here with some of the others trying to get in. So hopefully they'll be able to get on here in a moment. Just kind of hanging there with us. I'm not sure why they're not able to get in, but we're going to see. It's not on my end for sure. Y'all bear with me, please, and we'll see what's going on here. I don't know why they saying it's busy, but it shouldn't be. The line should be active. Hey, brothers and sisters, we're going to do somewhat of a review. Maybe it'll start getting in here in a moment. Maybe let's see here. They call 425-292-4444. Let's see what that does. Okay, well, that ain't gonna work. Somebody already on that one. I'm not sure what's going on, brothers and sisters. I know I'm going to try one more thing, and then I'm gonna go ahead on with the review. That's about all I know to do, because I can't fix it right now. I know to pray. Must be something on your end, not allowing these calls to the bill is paid. Okay. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says a man should always pray and not faint. So, Father God, we come, first of all, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We want to thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn who we are and what we are. I thank you, Father God, that this revelation word, this revelated word, I should say, have just truly been a blessing to all of us, and we're thankful for it. We're thankful, Father God, that we can live by your word. Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4 said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So, Father God, we can take this word literally. We just bind up the enemy. We know what it is. Satan just don't want people to know what the truth is. But it's too late, Satan. The word is out. God wants people to know what his truth is. Hallelujah. And I thank God that we're able to share it. I thank God we're able to make known his truth. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for those that are listening by way of an internet. And I thank you, Father God, for those that are who have accepted your word as truth. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is truth. And I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, that those that will listen will receive a revelated word. I thank you for it. I don't know if I needed to. I can always try to go back in here, but let's see, the studio is there. Let's see if that's going to make a difference. We'll see here in a minute if that'll make a difference. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've done and done and have done and will continue to do for us. We pray for those, Father God, that are asking for prayer. We pray, Father God, that they will receive your word as a healing method, because it's by your stripes we're healed, according to your word. So, Father God, according to your word, we just believe right now those that will receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, we're going to start off today with 1 Corinthians 14:4-5. For those that don't know, we've been talking about tongues all week. Tongue is a language. And I just want everybody to be clear. When you talk about tongues, you're talking about a language. When you say an unknown tongue, it's an unknown language to you. Unknown. Because if you knew it, then you could speak it. But because you don't know it, you can't speak it. You can't speak it. So, we also said that this week that there's only two reasons that you would speak in tongues. To either edify yourself or edify the church. You're going to either build up the church or you're going to build up yourself. There's nothing wrong with that, brothers and sisters. It's where you do it. It's how you do it. See, if you're going to edify yourself, you don't do that in the congregation. You edify yourself alone or in your prayer time or... But you don't do that in the midst of the congregation unless there be an interpreter. It doesn't get any plainer than that. So rather than use the word tongues, because I don't want nobody to get it twisted here, I'm going to use the word language. Just like your prayer language or your prayer tongue. See, it's a language. And 1 Corinthians 14:4 says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself, but he that prophesied edify the church. I said five, so I do five. He said, I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy, for greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive the edifying. So it is to edify, it is to build up. And that's the thing, brothers and sisters, that we got in this week. Tongues is a language. And I'm going to keep saying some things until everybody sort of like understand when we talk about tongues, we're talking about languages. The language that we can all understand. Now, other than that, you are speaking to God. And it should be looked on as such. Another thing we made note of, that tongues was the last thing God put in the church this week. We made note of that. That he had given different kinds of gifts, healing, prophet, the gifts of healing, and devices or different kinds of tongues, device tongue. So, he says, have all the gift of healing? No. Do all speak with tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. See, so there's difference, and people have to understand that, and they have to understand what it means, because everybody don't get it. It's like you can't say, well, this is healing. If it's healing, it's going to come forth. Just like tongues, it's going to come forth. There is no difference. It's going to manifest itself. That's what I'm trying to say. Paul said, even though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, he speaks of man's language and angels' language. He said, and do not have love, it profit me nothing. He said, I just become like sounding brass and tingling cymbal. So why are you doing it? What is the purpose? See, love will never fail. And if you're doing it for the love of God and for God's program, you're in good shape. I like what he said when he said over there in 1 Corinthians 14:2. We discussed that this weekend. He says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man. See, when you speak in an unknown tongue, that's not unto man. Get that. That's not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. And that fourth verse says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself. But he that prophesied edified the church. Night and day different. That's why he's rather that we prophesy than speak in a tongue. Especially if you're in a congregation where you got English speaking people. It's just pointless to try to preach a message in Spanish. It's pointless. And then I like what 1 Corinthians 14:6 says. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. So what profit is it for me to try to speak to you in a language that you don't even get, you don't even understand? Point this. So, brothers and sisters, be careful. I mean, be careful how you understand things. Just like the word prophesy. We discussed that this week. Prophesy really is just preaching the word of God. It's to give instruction. And I want to say divine instruction because it's coming out of the word of God. Prophesy is to preach with divine inspiration. That's what it is. It's a language that's spoken. That's what it is. So, one thing we said, I think it was on Tuesday, if you start with the truth, you're in with the truth. And that's what you want. You want to operate in truth, not in religion, not in denomination. You want to operate in truth. See? Trying to see why this line is still busy. So, y'all bear with me. I didn't want to do this like this, but anyway. If the Lord just want me to speak like this and go back and listen, or to hear, go to the internet and hear it. In 1 Corinthians 14:21, in the law it is written, when man of other tongue, other language, other lips will I speak unto this people, yet for all that will they do not hear me, saith the Lord. So the Lord uses tongue. He uses other languages. But he uses a language. And you have to hear that like that. A language so that he can let the church know that's him speaking. Something else he said over there in 1 Corinthians 14:23. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place and all speak with tongues, and these that come in, those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that they are mad? Absolutely. That's exactly what they're going to say. They're going to say, these people are crazy, man. Don't nobody understand. But see, when you understand why you have tongues, then 26 says, it says, how is it then, brother, when you come together, every one of you having a psalm, having a doctrine, having a tongue, having a revelation, and having an interpretation? So let all things be done unto edify. We should be trying to edify the body of Christ, not ourselves. In the midst of the body of Christ. I mean, I don't forbid anybody coming speaking in tongues, a different language. Just let that be an interpreter. Like the scripture said, where there's two or more, let them be there for overseeing it. Like something we shared, I don't know what day that was, that might have been Tuesday. We shared some scriptures that blessed me as well. I think that was 12 and 10. It says, to another, the work of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirit, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. So, God put all this in the church, but it's to be used properly. Why would you not use it the way God suggests or tells us to use it? He knows. He knows what the church needs. So God set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing. Gifts of helps, government, and device of tongues. So, tongues was the last thing, and interpretation of it was the last thing he put in the church. Not that one was more important than the other, but he didn't try to put the cart before the horse. He knew how important it was to first put apostles, secondly prophets. See, God get this. That's why we need to get it like God got it. Especially when I think about preachers. God put that in the church, people. And he wants his word preached. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power unto salvation. And the reason I chose really to just stay with the book of 1 Corinthians mainly, because it's just so much great teaching about tongues. Also, I want to say we talked on Tuesday, First Corinthians 14:39. So I'm just going over some of the scriptures that we taught on. He says, wherefore, brethren, cutteth to prophesy and forbid not to speak in tongues. But if you want to covet something, you want to do something, preach the word of God. Far better. Why? Because people can understand the word. They got their Bible. They can see it right there. They can hear it. Because everybody don't get revelation knowledge. I was sharing this with somebody on the other day. And I'd like for you guys to really hear this. Like, for instance, Jesus said, you must be, John 3, Jesus said, you must be born again. See, everybody can't understand the spiritual things. So Nicodemus said, how are you going to do this? A man's going to go back into his mother's womb? See, that's in the mind. That's mental. That's what the flesh say. But even if he could, it wouldn't work. He can't come back out a whole person. Or he can't go back in and become a baby. So you see, that's ridiculous. But that's the way the mind, because that's the only thing the man can figure out. That's the only thing the mind can figure out. Because you don't have any revelation. Revelation comes through scripture. No. Jesus said, no. Except a man be born of the again. Of the water and of the spirit, he won't even accept the kingdom of God, which happens to be righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you're going to understand this stuff is through spirit revelation. Well, everybody don't have that. Everybody can't say that. And it's a lot of people who can tell you some things, but they don't have any revelation on the word that they're sharing. Just like I can say, okay, get born again. Well, I need to be able to explain that. I can give you all kinds of parables, but I need to be able to explain that based on the word of God. Well, the word of God said being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's how we get born again. You get born again by the word of God. That's what happens. That's the way it works. You got to get born again by the word of God. Now, it may not fit in everybody's box, but listen, dear heart. Being born again is more than a feeling. Being born again is greater than an experience. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. See, that's revelation. So, the spirit, there's a spirit of revelation, the scripture's saying. So everybody don't have that. Just like tongues. But it's real. It ain't nothing phony. It ain't nothing, you know, different than what the scripture says. So, do everybody have revelation? No. Do everybody interpret tongues? No. So let all things be done decent and in order. And then let it be to edify the body of Christ, not one another. Okay? I think if we would take that approach toward tongues and say, you know what? I much rather prophesy according to the scripture over here in 1 Corinthians 14:39. He says, you know what? We better off if we do this. We better off if we preach the word of God. You want to cover something, cover it something. You want to do close to what the scripture says, start preaching the word of God. and making it plain, making it simple. Pray that God give you that ability to make it simple. So, brethren, desire to speak what God has revealed through his word. Don't keep anyone from speaking in other languages, but let everything be done to edify. And let everything be done properly. And let everything be done in an orderly way. It doesn't get any better than that. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed. And we'll see why it didn't, while you weren't able to get on. We'll see that in a little while.